Welcome to Podcast Sound Advice, the place for up-to-date podcast tactics and trends. You'll find actionable strategies to help you grow your audience, expand your influence, and monetize your content. Join Phyllis and Kelvin for Podcast Sound Advice starting now.
Hi, welcome to Podcast Sound Advice, the place where we share what's working in podcasting today. Our goal, obviously, is to help you grow a bigger impact with your show. And today's topic is going to help with that. This is Phyllis, and I'm happy that you're here. And I'm happy that you are checking out this show because I think it's going to be really helpful. Growing a show is something that we get asked about all the time. Everybody obviously wants to grow their impact. They want to grow the number of people they're reaching, the number of downloads, the whole thing. So like a lot of things in the content world, there's not one single answer, but growth happens when you do a few things well and consistently. So we develop what we call a ROI or ROI formula. We already covered the R, that was the previous episode, which stands for relevant. You can check that out later. Today, we're going to be talking about the O in the formula, which stands for opinionated. Now, you don't have to hear these, and the next episode is going to be on the why. You don't have to hear all of these in order, but I do think if you check out all three of them, it's definitely going to help you bring the principles to your podcast content and really any content, and will help you grow the show and grow your impact in your business. So O is for opinionated. And, you know, I shared some of this information with a couple of clients, and I found out that the word opinionated for some people has a little bit of a negative vibe. So for the purposes of this conversation today, I would like for you and I to just agree. When I use the term opinion and opinionated, what I really mean is taking a stand for what you believe in and your perspective and your insight on things. That's it. That's where we're coming from when we're talking about being opinionated. So first of all, being a podcaster, you know, having an opinion really is just part of the medium. It is your show, after all, and you're sharing your expertise based on your education and your experience, but also just your personal life and what's happened to you and the way that you've learned what you've learned and the way that you've gotten to where you're at as an expert and whatever you're discussing. So just, again, I want to just encourage you to just, anytime you hear opinion, replace it with taking a stand for my core values. Just think of it that way. So all of us have opinions, you know, about all kinds of things. And I am not saying that, I'm not advocating that you share them if it's not relevant, which kind of goes back to the previous episode about relevant in the R in our formula. So, you know, we have opinions about everything under the sun, right? And you might think cats are better than dogs, or people that have pineapple on their pizza are doing life wrong. Whatever. Unless those kinds of things are relevant to your show and your audience, then there's obviously no need to share those kinds of opinions. And I know that you understand this. But I also want you to know that taking a stand makes you attractive. It really makes you attractive to the people who share your values, or at a minimum, share an interest in learning more about your take on whatever your core topic is and your area of expertise. And yeah, you know what? It might also turn some people off, and that's okay too. You know, they were never really going to be your fan if they don't share that same sort of maybe core value. And somewhere along the line, they would have realized that your take just didn't match up with them. And that's okay. It's really okay to let people know that kind of thing up front. Now, I'm going to share some examples for you at the end, people of how they've done this, and it'll make it easy for you to understand, but I also want you to know that sharing your opinion and coming from a place of sort of your personal take on things, there's a couple of reasons why this is super helpful. And the first one, obviously, is super obvious. It's just people want to connect with others who are authentic and being personal and being real. You know, nobody wants to listen to what sounds like a newscast that somebody else wrote and you're just delivering. So, you know, we want you to let yourself show through your personal energy and passion for your topic. It's really how we create personal connections with the audience. And it's also how we foster a sense of trust and relatability. Listeners often seek out podcasts because they really appreciate that host's point of view, or they're looking to expand their own point of view on certain topics, and they're looking for somebody who's got a really specific way that they look at things. And if they know where you stand, then, you know, that's going to really attract them to your show. If they can't tell what you really think, well, you know, that's going to be kind of an easy pass. They're not going to necessarily find it as interesting or as helpful. You know, there's a saying in the content world, which is when you try to appeal to everyone, you don't appeal to anyone. And, you know, bland is just not a winning formula. So another reason to really show up as yourself and interject some of your own personality into the show is that it just really helps you stand out from other kinds of shows that talk about similar topics. There's a lot of shows on all kinds of topics, but when you take a stand or you present a strong viewpoint, and again, coming from a place of, you know, this is my core value, this is something I believe in, you're going to attract people who are interested in engaging with that particular perspective. That goes back again to developing a loyal and dedicated listener base. People seek out content that aligns with their own opinions and values. And I do want to comment here, you know, this isn't necessarily always about creating an echo chamber either, where, you know, we just talk to people who think what we think and feel what we feel. It's also about offering your listener the chance to understand how you came to your conclusions. Why do you believe what you believe? Why is this kind of work important to you? Those sorts of things. That's what's going to help you stand out. That's what's going to help your content land in a much different, more meaningful way than if you're just sharing sort of the how-tos about something. Another reason to just interject more of your personal opinion is it has the power to evoke emotions and encourage critical thinking. It definitely sparks, I think, feedback much more often. So when you express your viewpoints, it inspires listeners to engage in conversation or reach out to you to share their own perspective and opinions. When you create that kind of opportunity, it's really valuable. Obviously, podcasting is asynchronous content, meaning you're creating it over here, you know, a certain day and time, and people are consuming it in a different day and time. So when you're sharing some of those things and really providing the opportunity for feedback and a flow of content back and forth and information back and forth, it's definitely going to help your show stand out and help your show grow. Now, I do want to say, I don't think it's a good idea as a rule to spark controversy for clicks or follows or downloads or what have you. Some people use that tactic and they may see a bump in listeners. But if it's not something that you truly believe in, and if you're just sort of being controversial for the sake of being controversial, obviously, I don't think it's a good long-term approach. You can certainly try it, but I think you're much better to come from a place of genuine helpfulness with your opinions. Okay, so another reason, obviously, to share your opinions is because they come from who you are. They come from your background, your expertise, the life experience that you have. And when you share that information and then back it up with your research or the work that you've done or your personal experiences, you know, your audience, even if they don't agree with you, are going to understand why you've gotten where you are, why you believe what you believe. When you share your authority and credibility on that topic, it just really enriches the content overall. And honestly, it's just one of the ways that we learn. Opinionated podcasters, you know, they provide listeners with unique perspectives and also a nuanced understanding of complex subjects. Let's face it, a lot of the things that we talk about, they're not black and white. There's no one right answer necessarily. So when you're digging into the nuance and sharing personal opinions, and you're really giving your audience, I think, you know, a depth of experience and just really good sort of juicy information that might be new to them, even though they may already know a lot about the topic in general. And I think it's always worth sharing that piece with them. Now, there's a couple of other things that I want to share that you may not agree with, but part of being opinionated, I think, does up the entertainment value of your show. Now, most podcasters, most of the people we work with, they have business
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Podcasts or podcasts related to their business or their work. And so entertaining isn't necessarily a word that we don't think about that. You know, we're not trying to necessarily be entertaining in the entertainment sense of the word, right? But look, having strong opinions and sharing them creates interesting narratives. It creates better stories. And that's just going to be much more interesting to your listeners. You know, we all had teachers that shared content in a really bland, textbook, boring style, and it didn't make the class very much fun. And we have other teachers that really made the content come alive. Think about a course that you took or a class that you had with a great teacher, and you loved the course. You didn't mind doing the work. You really enjoyed showing up for that class in college, what have you, right? So that's the difference we're talking about when we say entertainment value. And sharing your opinion and perspective is what helps up that, I think, level of entertainment. The last thing I want to mention is that when people really feel like they know who you are and they feel like they're really kind of engaged with you at that level, it really leads to you passionate fans who become advocates for the show or brand ambassadors for the show and the work that you're doing. And nothing could be better, right? To have other people who are excited about what you're sharing, excited about the content that you're producing, excited about the work that you're doing, and sharing it with other people. So I promised a couple of examples, and all three of these examples, I think, will definitely fall under this category of having enthusiastic listeners and brand ambassadors that have helped their shows grow immensely. So the first one I'm going to start off, which is one everybody's heard of, which is Joe Rogan. He is an example of somebody who's used opinion often, I think, to create controversy, but he really does it well. And whether you love him or you hate him, he sparks sort of people on one side or the other a lot. There's probably not a lot of people who are ambivalent about him, but his show is profitable and it's popular. He serves up his content in that way because he knows that's what his audience likes. He's learned that over the years, and he knows that they really like having really opinionated conversations about very important topics. For most of us, I don't think that's going to work. I mean, Joe just has, that's part of his personality, though. I think it is part of who he is as a person. So it comes naturally to him to do that. If you're that kind of person, this kind of approach probably would work for you. Another good example that everyone is probably well aware of is Brené Brown. You know, she started years ago with a TED Talk by telling us that she was a researcher and a storyteller talking about shame and vulnerability. Now, if that's all you heard, you probably wouldn't find that super interesting, or you wouldn't be really eager to like listen to a podcast about shame. But, you know, Brené invited us in. She shared her research along with stories and examples and very real concepts about how it impacts us and why we think the way we think about certain things. And, you know, everybody can relate. We all kind of want to go on the trip with her. We want to learn more about it. And she's a great communicator in that way because she does bring us in to this research and this information on which she is an expert, right? And we don't have to be the expert. We can just understand her expertise based on the stories and the opinions that she shares. And the third and final example I want to share with you is Tracy Otsuka. Her podcast is called ADHD for Smartass Women. We helped Tracy. We were so honored to work with her. We helped her get her show started back in 2018. And at that time, ADHD conversations weren't as popular. They've grown in popularity, I think, in large part because of Tracy. But she started the show based on really her personal belief that her ADHD was not a disability. It was her superpower. And that is really the foundation of her show. And that's what she talks about in all kinds of ways and methods. And she's really done a great job with it. And the other thing that she realized, right, was that very few people, not only were they not talking about it being their superpower, many people were not having the conversation around ADHD with women. ADHD is, which I learned from Tracy, has been diagnosed for men and boys much more frequently. Anyway, and so Tracy realized, hey, I feel this way. Other people probably feel this way. And it's been hugely popular because she was willing to say, hey, this is my opinion. This is how I think about this particular topic. And I want to talk about it. And I want to find out what you guys think. And you know what? As she found out, lots of people share her opinion and they want to know more. And a lot of people are engaged in her show. It's been super successful. It's still super successful today. And I think that's why there's obviously just, she tapped into something that really hadn't been discussed very much. And people were 100% there for it. So for most of us, we're using podcasting to support a business. So, you know, while opinionated content has a lot of benefits, obviously it's crucial for you as a podcast host to strike a balance between, you know, respectful dialogue and also, you know, valuing other people's opinion as well. When we encourage other perspectives and we're open to feedback, I think we just enhances the show. I think it also really, again, brings in more listeners and more interest to the show because you're having real conversations that people want to be part of. I think there's also something to be said for the fact that, you know, you're not dumbing down content or you're not sharing the most bland or vanilla version of your show or of the information that you're sharing, whatever your core topic is, right? There's plenty of people that do that. Like there's plenty of ways to, you know, to find podcasts and blog posts and white papers that can give you sort of a unemotional blow by blow on certain topics. And sometimes maybe that's what you need, but I think your listeners don't want that. They really want your take on things and they really want some, have it done in a really interesting way. So encourage you, if you haven't been interjecting your opinion, if you haven't been sharing like, hey, this is where we stand. This is why we believe what we believe. This is how we work. If you haven't been doing more of that, I would encourage you to. I think you'll find your audience really, really welcoming it. And that's it. So that's the second part of the formula, or the ROI or ROI formula, relevant being the previous one. Opinionated. And the next one, the final one, is Y, which stands for YOU, which is going to be following this. So I hope you'll take a listen. If you have any questions, you can always reach us at podcast@soundadvicestrategies.com. Shoot us an email. Let us know what you think.
That's our wrap for this episode. We hope you found today's sound advice helpful. Let us know what you think by leaving us a review. You can get more resources at podcastsoundadvice.com. Until next time.
This podcast is part of the Sound Advice FM network. Sound Advice FM, women's voices amplified.